Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rep. Do you sometimes feel alone, weak, or incompetent to do the work our Lord has set before you? To live out your calling and make a difference, or to glorify God in all you do and to proclaim the good news? There are three important lessons we can learn from the Apostle Paul. Our scripture this week comes from 2 Timothy 4 verse 17. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened and empowered me, so that through me the gospel or the message might be fully proclaimed and that all the Gentiles might hear it. Let us be determined this week to embrace the notion that our Lord is standing beside us. Regardless of our situation, whether we are facing difficulty or pain or feeling joyful and content, Jesus is always at our side. He promises us in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, remaining with you perpetually, regardless of circumstance and on every occasion, even to the end of the age. He is the friend that will never turn his back on us or leave us alone. As children of God, we are covered by His protection, mercy, goodness, peace, love, and kindness. And let's embrace the notion that God is our strength. Paul leaves us with a great reminder that we can rely on God's strength when we are faced with difficult or threatening situations, fear, or our own weaknesses. Listen to what the Lord said to him after he pleaded for the thorn in his flesh to be removed. But he, the Lord, answered me, My grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I'm not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger. For my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. And that is from 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 to 10. And let's embrace the notion that our calling is to proclaim the good news. Let's not waste any occasion or situation to testify about Jesus. There is an urgency to proclaim the message, to point others to Jesus, to teach the truth, and to put the gospel on display so others may experience God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. Let us pray together. Father God, we pour out our praises and worship your mighty, powerful, holy name. Thank you that we don't have to face anything alone, because Jesus, you are always beside us. Father God, thank you that your tender love strengthens us for whatever the situation or task we may face. Help us to, through our situations or circumstances, testify about your goodness, love, and faithfulness. May our lives point others to you. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.